KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have mostly clear skies, 28 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 54. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. In area news and an update to our report over the weekend, Council Bluffs police report 16-year-old SUNY Sigmund Johnson, who left home March 28th and had not returned, was located at around 9:15 a.m. Monday. Authorities say the teen was in good health and returned to family members, but they didn't provide any other information. A man from Pottawatomie County was arrested Monday morning in Fremont County for allegedly stealing a semi. 49-year-old John Andrew Pahanich of Council Bluffs was arrested for theft in the first degree and driving under suspension with additional charges pending. The incident leading up to his arrest began just before 9:30 a.m. when deputies of the Fremont County Sheriff's Office were dispatched to the area of Interstate 29 for a report of a semi stolen out of Omaha being driven south on the interstate. Deputies saw the vehicle being driven eastbound on 155th Street from the Thurman exit. They located the vehicle abandoned on Martha Street in Thurman, and K-9 Roby was deployed in the area. Witnesses advised that a male was seen walking from the area of the semi near the Thurman Park. Law enforcement, along with the K-9 Roby, apprehended the suspect, later identified as Pahanich, near a residence in that area. The Mills County K-9 Unit, Iowa State Patrol, and Iowa Motor Vehicle Enforcement assisted the Fremont County Sheriff's Office with the call. A former Johnston teacher accused of groping and making sexual comments to an anatomy class student has been given 2 years of probation. Court records say 34-year-old Dustin Mead entered an Alford plea to a harassment charge in a plea deal. He originally pleaded not guilty to sexual abuse and sexual abuse by a school employee. An Alford plea means that Mead acknowledges there is enough evidence for a jury to convict him, but he says he didn't commit the acts alleged. Mead resigned from his teaching job at the Johnston Schools in April of 2017 after a female student alleged that he gave her grades she didn't earn, made sexual comments, and groped her during the 2015-16 school year. His lawyer, Guy Cook, said that Mead maintains his innocence because he is innocent. A lawmaker signed off on a bill Monday that will prevent Iowa students from being treated unfairly by school officials if their parents owe lunch money. Under the bill, Iowa schools would be prohibited from so-called lunch-shaming tactics, including publicly identifying students whose parents owe money or throwing away meals that were already served. Schools would be allowed to accept private donations to pay off individual students' debts. Many students receive free meals through the federal school lunch program. However, Iowa schools aren't required to serve meals to other students whose parents don't qualify for free meals. School policies vary on whether those students will still receive meals. The bill passed both chambers and the legislature unanimously and now goes on to Governor Kim Reynolds for her signature. A chicken salad contaminated with the salmonella bacteria made by an Iowa food processing company and distributed by Fairway Stores has sickened 265 people in 8 states and caused 1 death in Iowa. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the outbreak, which sickened people from early January through mid-March, appears to have ended. Food safety attorney Bill Marler of Seattle says he and Iowa lawyer Steve Wandro represent 48 people who filed lawsuits against Triple T Specialty Meats of Ackley, Iowa, which made the chicken salad, and Fairway based in Boone. The CDC says 240 were sickened in Iowa and 1 person died. Illinois reported 10 cases of salmonella. Other states include Indiana, Minnesota, Mississippi, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. Iowa transportation officials plan to make a near-record $779 million worth of statewide road improvements for the upcoming construction season. The largest projects involve widening a 40-mile, 2-lane section of U.S. Highway 20 in northwest Iowa to 4 lanes. That $286 million project is expected to be completed this fall. The Des Moines area, Ames, Council Bluffs, the Quad Cities, and Waterloo are among the areas that will also see road work. Stuart Anderson is director of the State Department of Transportation's Planning, Programming, and Modal Division. He says a dime per gallon state tax increase on gasoline and diesel fuel that took effect in 2015 has generated an additional $200 million annually for Iowa road projects. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vanderwater reported yesterday that 4 arrests took place over the period that covered March 31st through April 4th. On March 31st, 37-year-old Corey Lee Irvin of Bridgewater was arrested on a Polk County warrant. Irvin was being held in the Adair County Jail. That same day, 54-year-old David John Bergen of Lincoln, Nebraska, was arrested by Adair County deputies following a traffic stop on Interstate 80. Bergen was charged with OWI first offense. He was released later that evening on $1,000 cash or surety bond. On April 4th, 26-year-old Jeffrey Scott Schaefer of Orient was arrested on a warrant out of Union County and transferred to the custody of Union County deputies. On April 7th, 33-year-old Renice Elizabeth Steve of Greenfield was arrested on a felony warrant out of Adams County, and she was transferred to the custody of Adams County deputies. Sheriff Vanderwater reports also 45-year-old Jody Lee Griffith of Fontenelle was arrested April 2nd in the vicinity of Old Mill Road and Highway 92. Griffith was taken into custody following a traffic stop and charged with unlawful possession of a prescription drug and possession of marijuana. She was cited for the offense and then released at the scene. A traffic stop conducted on a vehicle at around 4 a.m. Saturday in Mills County resulted in two men being arrested on drug charges. The incident happened on Interstate 29 near Bungie Road. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports the driver of the vehicle, 47-year-old Lonnie Richardson Jr. of Minden, and his passenger, 45-year-old Tommy Lee Pounds Jr. of Omaha, were arrested for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Meth and drug paraphernalia were found inside the vehicle. Both men were transported to the Mills County Jail, where Richardson Jr. also faces charges of failure to obey a stop sign and yield the right of way, along with driving under suspension. Pounds was being held in the jail on a $1,300 bond. In other news, the Mills County deputies arrested 18-year-old Faith Leanne Clemens of Emerson on Friday morning, and that was for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. 45-year-old Matthew Paulsrud of Sioux City was arrested Saturday evening in Mills County on a Woodbury County warrant for failure to appear on a driving while license denied or revoked charge and for violation of parole. 40-year-old Jose Placido Ledesma of Omaha was arrested Sunday for being a fugitive from justice, and he was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. 42-year-old Joshua Arban of Peru, Nebraska, was arrested just before 3 a.m. Sunday in Mills County for carrying a weapon and manner of conveyance. And at around 1:50 a.m. Monday, 54-year-old Jess Stephen Puike of Mitchell, South Dakota, was arrested in Mills County for speeding and OWI first offense. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer said yesterday three people have been arrested Sunday. Just before 10 a.m., deputies arrested 31-year-old Joshua Putney of Tigard, Oregon, on a Multnomah County, Oregon Circuit Court warrant for attempt to commit a robbery in a second degree, a Class B felony. Putney was arrested at the Clarinda Correctional Facility and transported to the Page County Jail while awaiting extradition proceedings to Oregon. And around 1:40 a.m. Sunday, Page County deputies arrested 27-year-old Jasmine Wilcoxon and 29-year-old Dallas Head, both of Clarinda. They were taken into custody on warrants for violation of a mediation agreement, which is a simple misdemeanor. Wilcoxon and Head were transported to the Page County Jail, where they posted bond and were released pending further court proceedings. The news was brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.